This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to Barbara Dooley for stopping by. It is Dukes and Bell broadcasting live, guys, from Metro Bottle. Big shout out again to Pinhook Bourbon, pinhookbourbon.com. They are here as well, and I say they are here. Their products are here. You'll see a couple of bottles on the table when you make your way in and you get a chance to see us. We'll be here until 6. We got a lot more to get to and chop up, but it's been an interesting show. If you missed Alabama's head coach, Alabama!
Why do you hate Bama so much?
Kalen DeBoer stopped by, and he was really good. I mean, he was. It was enlightening to hear him talk about not only his team. We asked him about these big contract buyouts for coaches. We talked about Michael Penix. If you missed it, go online at odyssey.com and check it out.
We were talking about, you know, the world of college football. Could you imagine after losing 4 games last year at Alabama, including the bowl game, and then lose to Florida State, and then what the heat he was under. And that's what we're talking about. Let's take that to the Falcons, compare and contrast. Coach Raheem Morris, I mean, what's the old line that Chris Berman used to say on ESPN? Nobody circles the wagons like Buffalo Bills when things are down, and how do you get it together? So how do we get it together? Because you could not have been in a more pressure situation than what DeBoer faced there, and then the tough schedule to start the season. Now we're in the same boat. How do you turn this thing around? Going up against – look, it's you can beat the Patriots. I mean, they're not. It's not the 85 Bears, but they're going to have a plan. Vrabel's is going to look at what we've been doing. He's going to try to take away the run game.
Yeah.
He's going to say, make Michael Penix Jr. beat us. All right, you want to talk about the injuries?
Not really, but go ahead.
All right, man, just dropped. Full participants, Mooney, good news. Darnell is able to go with that hammy. So he was okay.
Can I send a message to Darnell? I've been very calm, cool, collected all season long with
He's
Darnell
your boy.
Mooney.
Remember, we debated, I'm like, who the hell is Darnell Mooney when
we
signed him?
And that's where What's Up Darnell came from. Darnell, we need you, bro. Like, we are getting to the halfway point in the season, and I know that you got hurt the first day of camp. It happened right in front of us. And we didn't know what the situation or circumstances would be surrounding you. But, Mike, we know when healthy, he changes this offense. Kurt missed him last week, by the way. I know we are not talking about it because we didn't get a win. There was a route he ran
wide
that probably should have been a touchdown.
Open.
Cousins missed him last week. But, Darnell, bro, we need you right now.
Well, again, I'll never know what happened with Ray-Ray. We may eventually get the answer. Did Ray-Ray tell someone to go blank himself at practice? I don't know. Ray-Ray is gone. Ray-Ray did have a good rapport with Cousins, but the way Cousins looked, I couldn't have depended on Cousins to get him the ball either.
No.
Hit him in the hands. All right, limited participants, Jesse Bates. Jesse thought it was his ankle. Turns out it's his knee. Jesse talked about the D-led. Thanks, Mike and Carl. Said that he's going to be in his hyperbaric chamber, because he has one, because he's Jesse Bates, to try to heal up.
Those aren't cheap, by the way.
No, they're not.
I'm just going to let y'all know.
You can't get one at Costco.
I know.
You don't have an inflatable hyperbaric chamber.
I'm just letting y'all know. I think LeBron was one of the first dudes I had heard about this years ago. And think about this now. LeBron hadn't been hurt, knock wood. He had, like, these serious injuries. But he was, like, one of the first dudes, and I was like, well, how much does that cost?
Remember, it was T.O. in the Super Bowl, too, that year. Where
Look up hyperbaric chamber on eBay. See if we can get one for the show. All right, man.
I actually looked them up because I was trying to see if I could get one for my son.
Oh, look at you.
No, I don't have that kind of coin.
A used one? 5 large?
Yes.
Okay. All right, man. Jesse Bates with a knee. Drake London is listed as limited. He was limited today with a hip injury. Help he can go. We got Kyle Pitts, and this is one that you and I talked about yesterday.
Whoa, 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 whoa. When did he get on the injury list?
He was on yesterday's injury report with an ankle. So Kyle Pitts is nursing an ankle injury. Maybe that's why they perhaps he cooled off in the second half, or Cousins just didn't see him, because he was on pace for like, you know, 15 catches at one point. Michael Penix Jr., we know, with a knee. Jalen Walker, limited with, as they say in Texas, a groin. Tyler Algier, limited with a knee. Billy Bowman from did not participate to limited with a hamstring. A lot of dudes, man. Leonard Floyd, who didn't set the edge, limited with a hamstring. Zach Harrison with a knee, limited. So you got upgrades on Casey Washington, Zach Harrison, and Leonard Floyd. But that's like half of your starters are banged up right now.
Yeah. Is it concerning? Little, because it's Thursday. If we get to the tomorrow and we're talking about all these guys still being limited, we will get into Saturday where there will be Qs next to guys' names, which stands for questionable. Then you get to Sunday and it becomes a game-time decision. That's a lot of game-time decisions potentially. Yeah, man. We don't need that right now. So my guess is, and I'm just throwing it out there, if Jesse can play, he'll play. Michael Penix, I think, is going to play. Last week they rested him. They set him out. He got the rest and recovery he needed. Some of these other guys, Mike, I just think we got to wait and see.
Well, I mean, it gets back to Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix, you got all your major targets are banged up. Casey Washington is even himself is banged up. So you've got to hope that Drake can go and that Drake can be that guy like what Julio was always in his prime, that guy that can move the chains and make the tough catches. Meanwhile, Jesse Bates spoke with the media today saying what Falcon fans are saying. Jesse said, quote, "We haven't been consistent at all. I think we can play with anybody in this league." When you beat the Buffalo Bills – you sure look, unless Buffalo is just soft. Will the real Buffalo please step up?
Well, watch Kansas City this weekend. We're going to find out a lot about Buffalo this weekend. I think they need that win more than Kansas City. Kansas City got everybody back now. It looks like the Kansas City team that everybody was fearing before the season. Let's see what happens with them this weekend.
Mark Raimondi posted this yesterday. We didn't mention it because we were at camp at the time. Falcons, we talk about the run game and the PFF, no nerdy metrics. Falcons are 31st, Carl, in the NFL in run block win rate.
Which is?
68%.
Run block win rate. Which is?
I guess you're running to block for the run, and you're only winning 68% of the time after winning more than that in the first couple games when we looked really good running the ball, like against the Commanders and the Bills.
So, in essence, you're telling me that's a good stat.
We're 31st in the NFL.
That's a bad stat.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, your eye test. 49ers kicked our butts. Coach said it. They got out physical. We got out physical.
Yeah.
The worst run defense in the league out physicaled us in Miami. So I guess our run block win rate is bad.
Okay. That makes sense.
Or trending the wrong way.
After the last two games, it really makes sense. By the way, speaking of our offense, we've scored a touchdown on just two of our opening drive possessions. I want you to think about that. We are 7 weeks in, 8 weeks in, because we had our bye week. We have only scored twice on our opening drive. So we win the toss. Burp, Falcons receive. We get the ball. Two times this season have we gone down on the opening drive and scored.
Right.
Now, that's pathetic. And the reason is because that opening drive sets the tone usually for the game. And usually what happens now and what this is telling us, Mike, is three and out punt. Give the momentum back to the other team. They go down and score. We're down. Okay, now we're playing from behind. Like, it hasn't happened this way every game, but that is a stat that is staggering, because when you don't open up the game with drives, and especially when you receive the football, it just takes a little oomph out of you. Now, remember, we had field goal kicker who couldn't make field goals and put us on the board. Happened in Carolina. We get out. We get the ball. We go down. We kick a field goal. We miss. It sets the tone. That's got to change.
Well, I mean, also you do think if Zach Robinson has any of his ish together, it's going to be the scripted plays on that first series.
Correct.
And, of course, if you saw it last three and out, game
Boom.
Over.
Boom.
And then we get back to what we said earlier. You don't get your pits, all the things you want to see happen, evolve in the offense, because you're limiting your amount of touches. We had 15 more touches for Miami than the Falcons. A coach who sits behind me emails me. Who emails? The run block win rate is a metric that measures how often a run blocker successfully beats their assignment in the running game.
Okay, well then we're not winning.
So we went from the perception that we are a good running team, according to these nerds.
If you believe that.
We're the second worst team in winning the run block rate.
All right. That's just not trending in the right direction. You're absolutely right. Hey, guys, we're at Metro Bottle. The injury update is a little bit alarming.
Does it drive you to drink?
But don't. Well, we're here. I can get a few things. There's no doubt. Hey, man, coming up, Falcon Reports on the way. Mike said some things today in our behind-the-curtain show that I need to kind of recap and go over with you.
It was explosive.
It was very explosive.
I stand by my statement.
You stand by it.
I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now.
Okay, we'll get into
that. And I don't think I'm going to like it in 2 more weeks either.
At 5 o'clock. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guide?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, man. Pablo Torre's dropping more names.
Uh-oh.
Another NBA head coach. Could he be allegedly involved in the gambling ring? Also on the way, is it worth flipping a ref off for $35,000?
Maybe.
I think it could be. Well, especially if you're a millionaire. We'll explain. It's coming up in Guide Talk Live, guys, from Metro Bottle. As we said, Marietta Boulevard Northwest will be here till 6. Join the party, pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.